welcome back from the long week. Oh, I've just been watching some Adam Sandler.
You've just been watching Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Does that make it an extra long week, or is it like shorten it?
Well, I was just watching, you know, outside his window, on his front stoop, yeah. You know, all the...
You were just stalking the Sandman? I feel like stalking Adam Sandler would be the most chill, like, person to stalk. Like, he'd confront you, but it'd be comical and, like, laid back. It'd be like, come
dude,
on.
I got a burger in the backyard grill out. It was pretty cool. He just invited me back. He's like, well, since you're here.
Yeah. Listen, you can't be zipping a hoop over my fence.
Yeah, I mean, you're just a picking up poo in it through my window.
Can't be taking poo out of my stool.
That website said it'd pay $500 for yours.
Adam, you don't get it. This is why I stalk you. Listen to how you're talking to me right now. It's genius.
It's brilliant. It's almost like you're a piano man.
Yeah. Which movies did you watch?
Anger Management.
Oh, that's an underrated good one. People don't talk about that one enough, I feel like.
He's so pretty, witty, and gay.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's such a good...
It's a great movie. You know what that movie helped me realize? It's like I always been told I have anger management issues, right? Mm-hmm. But I got taught... that it's okay to be angry now and then. Let that shit fly.
Dude, I...
Don't repress your anger because your woman wants you to let it out.
Oh, man. Well, if for those of you don't know, Wade is currently in a serious relationship with Brittany Griner.
Yeah. Wait, did Brittany Griner, like, assault her girlfriend or something?
This is just reckless speculation, but sure.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you said you're in a relationship with Brittany Griner. I don't know.
I think that has happened. I think.
I don't. Okay. Now I have to look this up.
I feel like the WNBA is rampant with just abuse.
I feel like that is a thing that happened.
You think it's the coaches?
What, maybe. No. Okay, this is just bringing up the... I don't know. Why'd you say Brittany Griner if you didn't know that? I don't know. I feel bad. I don't want to accuse her.
I said it was reckless speculation. Yeah, exactly.
She's going to come and beat my ass.
For sure.
She's got reach on me for sure. In an MMA fight, like, I got no shot. She's fucking connected from like 2 feet away.
Yeah, you just gotta act like you know jiu-jitsu at that point.
Yeah. I just gotta take her down. She's like a giraffe. If I kick out the legs, she'll topple.
Man. Oh. Speaking of giraffes, watch too many garbage videos of supposed funniness, I guess you'd say. These are hilarious, like fail army stuff.
Oh, man. You got to be careful with those fucking compilations.
They're
those
terrible.
Will take you down a dark fucking turn where it's like you think it's going to be entertaining, but there's like 5% of those videos are actually worth a fuck watching.
You're giving them credit. I'm going to put that percentage at 2.
Yeah. Oh, I'm being very generous, okay? I grade on a curve.
Hey, a giraffe stole this man's hat. Oh, no. The only funny ones were where they're doing weddings and they were getting ruined because, like, oh, no, the best man was coming up to give the ring, tripped, and as he tripped, trying to pick himself back up, shoved the bride-to-be into the pool. So that rules.
Perfect.
That
yeah,
rules because the husband can look back and be like, dude, you really saved me there.
Yeah. You got my wife so wet that night. Sick.
Consummating's never been easier, brah.
Yeah. I didn't know chlorine was my fetish.
My little swimmers were gliding that night.
Oh, dude. Apparently I'm so into wet work. Who knew? Yeah, dude, that's this compilations you got to look up. Don't do like the fail arm. You got to be specific and be like wedding fails and then watch all those because you know those are going to be good.
Oh, there's some that were stupid, but like the ones that were clearly like, you know, and it cuts away, but you know the person got out, like in that scenario, got out bawling her eyes out, guaranteed.
Of course.
Didn't show it, but I guarantee my day is ruined.
Man. They always cut off the video when they always like fucking blue ball you.
I want to see the video and it show basically like what happened on Wedding Crashers. She's grabbing her ears and stomping and holding her breath like a child.
It's what, yeah, that's what you want. That's the payoff. It's not just her falling in. You want to see the breakdown, the absolute fucking, what, the Chernobyl meltdown.
That's right.
Of
you
want to
see the walls of Jericho fall.
That's just blue balls if you don't get to see that. And that's not fair to anybody.
No.
I wonder, it's crazy to me that those channels make money. Because how is it like free use stuff basically? So how are they getting away with like taking other people's videos that they've uploaded online and then making a is that why, like, since they're selective editing, probably editing out like the reactions and stuff, it's considered a different thing at that point and they get the thing for it?
Yeah.
Because they have, that's what's crazy is like on Pluto TV, they have like a whole
channel for it.
For Fail Army. Mm-hmm. And it just plays those compilations all the time.
Yeah. There's got to be something to it.
It's like the America's Funniest Home Video model, but for internet videos.
Yeah. I want to see the compilation videos for Faces of Death on one of those. Mm. Like, I will sit there and watch that beating off.
I also want to watch the... I want to talk to a person who has to make those compilations. Like, before AI got a hold of it, right? Because now they probably just, like, they're just like, hey, AI, just... find me random funny videos and let me cut that, like, and cut it together, and I don't have to look at this. But when that channel started, this was a dude watching YouTube videos for hours upon hours upon hours.
Yeah.
So this person's seen the lowest points of all humanity.
Yeah. The better job, I think, would be scouring the internet for ways to die and then ranking them.
Oh, that is a pretty fucking low. That's a pretty crazy one.
Like, because was that, I forgot how many ways to die.
It was 1,000 ways to
was
die?
Was it 1,000?
In the West?
No, that's the movie.
Yeah, no, it was like, yeah, you're talking about Spike TV's like it was like 1,000 ways to die or something.
There's only one.
I remember that.
Yeah, and there's only one I remember off that entire show because it was so.
I bet I know what it is.
Okay.
Go for it. No, I bet I know what it is.
It was a chick whose implants exploded because the plane went up too fast.
Oh, see, we different ones. I have a completely different one that's in my brain. But so you're telling me knockers under pressure will just blow.
Yeah, they were knocking at her heart.
Which is, you know, does she get 72 versions for that explosion on a flight?
Gets another 40 cc's. Can't close the casket.
Yeah, because she probably, well, it's not like her boobs exploded, right? It's just like they popped and she was like basically leaking internally, and that shit's just basically poison in your chest.
Yeah.
Right above the heart cavity.
Yeah, she didn't know her husband equipped her with a self-destruct mechanism.
Yeah, which is what you have to put in all sex robots, by the way. We need to put those things in there so, like, we have a kill switch in case they try to turn on us.
Men that are listening, if you get your wife implants and you know terminal velocity will cause these to blow up, you no longer need a prenup.
No.
You're just like, hey, you want to go to Cancun?
Yeah. Or just take her on a roller coaster, dude. Just like
the Mamba?
No, dude, on the Timberwolf, that thing's shaking so much that all the vibrations will cause a leakage somewhere in there.
Oh, okay. I was going to
say, take her on a wooden roller coaster.
You got to take her on the Plan B roller coaster?
Yeah. Shaken, not stirred. Yeah, dude, that's how you fucking rattle those fuckers open.
Okay.
You get a nice chest cavity leakage in there, and that's just going to kill your woman, unfortunately.
We're going to try acupuncture on your boobs.
No, trust me. They don't go that deep. I don't get how, like, you ever do women who get breast implants can't breastfeed after that, right?
I think they can.
Really?
Yeah.
I would assume
you just
can.
You just feed in some baby formula into the bag and.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it's like a fake tit.
Yeah.
I'm like legitimately, I think it like it has to be right. Like you can't. I would because they go in under the areola and so, unless they just put it in there. I don't understand how it works. How can it still produce milk?
Well, what you do is you play System of a Down, and then it slowly gets the areola in the sky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Makes me think of Dr. 90210 when that plastic surgery show was around.
Mm.
That was a big moment for me just because that was the time when, like, we had the internet, but you had family computers, so you couldn't sit. You had to, like, really strategically use the internet like that.
How shitty is it that, and I'll let you continue, but how shitty is it if you become any other profession and you become popular, you got your name. But if you're a doctor, hey, we're just going to call you by your profession. You're not going to get any uptick on your business. Sorry, fuck you.
You're right. Well, Dr. 90210 was like, the reason they called it that is it was just, there was multiple doctors in the Beverly Hills area.
There's multiple doctors everywhere.
Right. But like, that's, you still got your name out there. It's just, that's not what the show was following a bunch of different doctors. It wasn't the same doctors every week.
Jeez, what a horror of a show.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to follow all of you.
Horror. Yeah, I'll say this about Dr. 90210. They stuck to the whore model. Everybody on that show was a definition of a whore.
Nice.
The doctors, the women, the men who wanted junk surgery, everybody, whores.
You know, they've come a long way in junk surgery. Apparently, yeah. I've heard on other shows I've listened to that apparently they're putting filler in people's dick now. That goes away.
I'm sure
goes away after years. But I'm like, why? It's the equivalent of just
my dick must feed. Your dick's just eating
feed
filler.
Feed me, Seymour.
You know how like the whole point of gaining fat as a person is so you can store it and your body has something to feed off later. Mm-hmm. When it's in starts, your dick's in constant starvation. That's why our dicks get smaller as we get older.
That's right. Hungry. So what you need to do is make your dick eat your dick gunt. I don't know. Yeah. You're like a little fupa that people have.
Yeah. I'm that fupa above my ball sack needs to get eaten. It needs a healthy. My third nut needs to get ate. Wait, you have three nuts? Don't talk to me about it.
You ever have an old dog and it gets those lumps? Yeah, that happens, okay?
Yeah, that happens, okay? And that's my feeding sack for my dick.
It's my trough bag.
Yeah. It's filled with dick oats.
Curds and whey.
My dick's gonna weigh a ton after it gets its fucking helping, dude. I'm gonna put some protein in it. My dick's gonna get
hell
jacked.
Yeah, dude.
It's in a bulk right
There's
now.
There's a reason they call it muscle milk. You know what I'm saying? Up top.
Your dick's doing bulking and cutting weight. it's like
bulk. Hell yeah, dude. It's getting longer and that vein's getting stronger.
I am a real American.
Yeah, if it's gonna sing that song, just there should be a disclaimer: do not watch the last 30 seconds of that video.
Yeah. Oh man, dude, my dick's gonna have 22 inch pythons on it. Python on my python, dude. What the fuck's up?
Don't let Gawker do any interviews with it.
Dude, yeah, but the 90210 show was big because I remember, you know, because they used to just, like, when anybody showed a tit, right, it'd blur it all out, like, everything. So you couldn't even see anything. It was just, like, one square brick.
And that's always so weird to me because they've always been like, it's the nipple. Why don't they just remove the nipple
and
show the tit?
Dude. That's what Dr. 90210 did.
Oh, they would, nice.
Because it was educational.
So they took it off like it was a little hat?
Dude, it was just like a perfect circle right over the pit. And it was funny because people, based off of their different areolas, it was like bigger.
Yeah,
I was like, damn, they're doing some of these people dirty as fuck.
Damn, she's got symbols.
Yeah. One time it just said, damn, across the front of the chest. Dude, and like it was crazy because like you know they're marking them up. They're like, we're gonna make an incision right here, and they're doing that like that tit geography.
Oh, they're doing the John Madden on their boobs. Yeah. We're gonna move right here, and boom, it'll bigger.
Boom, we're gonna put a tit right here. We're gonna put a little balloon in there and fill it up with liquid, and boom, you got knockers.
Big as a turkey.
We're going to have the turducken of tits. Yeah, and that's what they would do. So, like, I was like, whoa, you're seeing this girl's boobs right now. It's just like, it was like the Dead or Alive beach volleyball, like, one bathing suit you could get where it was just literally big enough to cover the girl's nipples in Dead or Alive beach volleyball.
Oh, that's
what
they were doing
with the sensors.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big moment in the household, dude. Yeah.
It was.
You could watch that on VH1 and be like, it's educational. This isn't smut.
Well, that's the same as like you can watch the weirdest shit and it's not censored. Like, you can watch how to give childbirth in a bathtub uncensored. You can watch breastfeeding uncensored. You can watch even
that's the weirdest is that people are definitely watching breastfeeding.
Weirdest. Is there videos out there how to shave your beanbag?
And that's just up on YouTube?
Yes.
Uncensored?
Yes.
I don't believe you. Have you found this?
Yes, it exists.
It exists. Dude. Isn't it? Like, there's things that get taken down on YouTube all the time, and you're telling me, like...
I'm not just telling you anything. I'm telling you this fucking video, it blew my mind because it shows this little fucking dork and everything in there, and it has millions of views.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Everybody's tuning in, and I guarantee you the comments have been turned off.
I don't remember that, actually. I didn't look for that. But I was just like, what the fuck?
I bet you the comments are turned the fuck off. Which, what I want to be there for, right, is YouTube... You've set your channels up like based off like education or whatnot, mm-hmm. right? But there's all these people looking at it. Like, there's definitely a filter thing that comes in and like would find that and flag it right away. And they probably have to sit down and have a meeting with a exec, and they're like reviewing it, and they're being like, "This is educational." And with a straight face, you have to look at them while your dick's right next to their face, and you have to keep a straight face without laughing, going, yes, this is educational. This is totally not a joke. Which, if that's the case, if you can straight face look at somebody while your dick is on a screen behind them, mm-hmm. 2 inches from their head, and just go, yes, no, that is 100%
an educational This helps video. With ingrown hairs.
Sir, have you ever suffered... Have you ever canceled a date because you thought an ingrown hair was herpes? Well, I'm trying to stop people from experiencing that loss of love because they think they have a severe STD, when in reality, they're just going against the grain.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever experienced your date thinking you got an attack with a porcupine because there's blood on your crotch? Well.
Listen, I'm trying... to help the world, okay? Not only am I helping young men, but I'm helping women and possibly other young men.
To know how to do a water birth.
Dude, a dude doing a water birth from his butthole, he's just pooping. Yeah,
exactly.
He's demonstrating a water birth.
It's like, no. Mr. Hanky's real.
That is ultimate satire. Like, just dude, if we could figure out how to, like, get an educational channel, and then, like, we just poop in a pool, and we say, this is what an in-home water birth's like. Mm-hmm. But we convince them, like, no, this is educational.
Now, if it's a floater, you have to give the proclamation that that child is unhealthy.
You just have your midwife pick up a turd and spank it.
Or you recreate Caddyshack, have somebody come take a bite. No big deal.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, that would be so funny to pull off. If you can keep a straight face and tell an exec, no, this is educational, I guess, yeah, you're allowed to have your dork up on YouTube.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
It's crazy.
No, I can't. I couldn't believe it because I was already watching asinine videos.
How long ago was this?
This was last.
How long ago were you searching dudes' dicks on
YouTube? Wasn't searching that.
Curious man wants to see dude's dicks. That's what you typed in.
I typed in, buy curious penis.
I typed in, show me the cutest penis in the world, and this came up.
Yeah.
Guy shaved a heart above his crotch. It was cute.
Yeah. The next one was the collection of Beanie Babies.
How did you find this? Like, what made you stumble across it?
Because I was looking.
Also, what was the thumbnail? Two questions.
Literally typed in craziest videos because I was looking for something funny. I'm like, this will probably have them. And that was in conjunction with one of, like, on the related videos off to the side. Like, hey, you might, if you like this, you might like this. And I clicked on one, and then I literally, that was two clicks away.
Okay.
So it's like I went into one video, went into another, and then it was on the recommended right there. I'm like, what is this?
Wait, okay. What was the topic you searched first, though? Because I want to know what 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is only two clicks away to get to how to shave your
balls. I typed in craziest videos.
Well, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. I mean, two clicks away for that. That is pretty nuts. From downtown.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's wild. That is wild. Well, good on you. I'm glad. Hope you got a new tips out of how to shave your balls, I guess.
No, I couldn't quit laughing. I'm like, what am I? What is this? And he was so happy.
I've never. Well, hopefully, you're in incognito mode.
No, I was streaming. No, it's yeah. Just, it's educational.
No, I was on the Comic Wade Taylor YouTube page. Now!
It's bringing your next special to light.
Yeah, I guess. my half hour is right next to it. That was the next suggested video.
If you like this, you'll definitely like this. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
If you like staring at a dick for 20 minutes, check out this video.
Oh, dude. Oh, fuck. He...
hell yeah, dude. Oh, man. I have to bring something to you. I have a good thing I brought that happened to me this week. I think you're going to get a good kick out of. I was part of a very unique poo crime this week, dude.
Ooh, haven't had one of these in a while.
Oh, dude, I know. We haven't... I don't even know what I was going to say there. My brain shorted out halfway.
I was like, are you
you're
trying
gonna
to
get
do,
somewhere?
I thought you were trying to give yourself a rim shot. Like, I haven't, but
Oh, dude, you know, I was going to have to say, we haven't dumped a case on somebody in a while, is what I was trying to say. My brain was like halfway. It was like, you know, we don't want, well, that's gone. That's just gone.
Jesus, dude.
But no, gotta.
Your brain got blocked up.
This is a new jurisdiction for poo crimes for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this is I don't know if we have any prerequisite cases that we can go off of. So this might have to go up to the Supreme Poo Court.
Okay.
Okay. So
the SPC?
Yeah, SPC, dude. This is a severe one. So I'm at the comedy club checking out a show, right? Actually, I'm performing and doing the showcase show, and I got to take a dump before, right?
So you take the mic with you.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that before. That we talked about that before, taking the mic in the bathroom. That was a fun fucking gag. But I'm not even on stage yet. This is pre-stage, pre-show even, okay?
Okay.
The show hasn't started. So I got to take a pre-show dump. You know, no big deal. So I walk in the bathroom, sit on the throne, start doing my business. These two dudes walk in. And the one guy here right away go, oh, man, people are just taking shits anywhere, I guess, these days. And I was like, the fuck? And he's like, I can't believe somebody's just out there taking a shit. That's what I thought that dude was doing.
And then you look down, you're like, oh, Christ, I'm in the sink again.
Yeah. I was like, I thought I was, like, seeing too much of the bathroom. This isn't where I parked my butt. This dude was roasting me for taking a shit.
Wow.
In the stall.
Cool.
Like,
I love
apparently
the fact
I was
that
an
you
animal
had a comedy
for
show
pooping and
that was popular enough that Seinfeld came in.
Yeah. What's the deal with pooping in public? Yeah. How do you sit on that toilet? Do you make a rim?
Have you no shame?
Yeah. Do you think that little piece of paper is going to keep the germs from hitting you?
I do find it funny they give you
the poo
same...
particles are on the thing.
I do find it funny the wax paper they give you is the same shit they give you when you're in third grade for your volcano exhibit.
Yeah, dude, it's great. If you ever need to do a little, a paper mache, I just go steal all those from, like, an airport bathroom. I just go through security, steal them all, and then, like,
well,
hey,
they don't even get mad, because if you just take the centers, you're like, I'm just helping speed the process.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a good person. You guys created more waste, because every time you do that, you're, like, trying to rip it, and you rip one completely in half, and you're like, fuck!
Yep.
But this dude's roasting me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
For just using a public bathroom. And so I'm just like, well, I can't let him just fucking talk shit to me while I'm shitting. That's unethical. Okay?
Oh, so the orchestra started after this, right? You're like, yeah, I will unleash hell.
All systems. Well, yeah, there's a commander up in my head who's like, all systems go, fire torpedoes.
Scud missile. Launch.
Yeah, drop the big brown. No, I just said to him, like, because I thought he's just saying this shit to me about, like, oh, I can't believe somebody's just pooping like that. And I just went, when nature calls, man, which got a big laugh at from the two guys that I said, because I acknowledged.
Yeah.
And then, but he's still kind of going on about thinking about, like, I can't believe people just can poop anywhere or whatnot. And I said, have you ever had to shit in the woods, man? And the guy just started laughing again. He's, no, I have not. And I was like, well, you haven't lived.
Oh, dude. You just went into a homeless man set?
Yeah, dude. I was murdering in this bathroom while shitting on the toilet. I was doing crowd work from the porcelain god.
You're just doing a homeless man set. I was just waiting for you to be like, under a bridge? No. Okay. Yeah. Sidewalk? Street?
Yeah.
Your enemy's car?
Yeah. Your ex-girlfriend's front porch?
In a bag? On fire?
To the judge who took away your kids? But yeah, so, and then, well, like, I'm done. So I actually get out and go, like, I'm getting out of the stall while these guys are still peeing. And so I see the two guys, and they see me. And they're just both laughing still and wash their hands and walk out. And then, like, I went outside real quick, but then I came back in. Mm-hmm. And I see the two guys, and the one guy comes over and he goes, hey, man, I just wanted to let you know, we weren't talking about you. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, and there's a hallway at Teehee's where you go into the bathroom, right? So
yeah.
You walk through this door, there's a hallway, and then you take a left up this ramp, and that's mm-hmm. where the bathrooms are. Well, there's this little brown box that's like a seat in that hallway,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody sitting on that seat, like on their phone, like hunched over. And that door where you go in initially to get in that hallway just says restroom. So if you don't know any better and you've never been there, you just think that's the restroom. Mm. So this dude opened this door and saw a guy sitting at the end of the hallway and thought a guy was just shitting in the hallway. Like, he was like, God damn, this is the bathroom? Like, it's just a box in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So they were talking about that guy. And I was like, damn. He's like, I said, the only reason I started talking to you guys is because I thought you were roasting me for taking a shit in a public bathroom.
You know, that's – oh, dude. That's adorable. You believe this lie.
Honestly, no, I do believe them 100% because, like, they're like, no, come here, check this out. And they opened it and they saw, like, he's like, and they looked and, like, I was like, oh, yeah, no, I would get, if you didn't know, you've never been here before, that guy looks like he's just shitting, just in the open.
That's what you got to confront him. Be like, yo, bro, you don't shit there.
Yeah, dude, it was, so I don't know what the verdict is should be on this. Is this did I commit a poo crime by pooping in public, or were they doing a poo crime by talking in the bathroom and like a mistake in turd identity?
No, you should have stood up, kicked the door open, and be like, did we just become best friends?
Listen, I can teach you guys to have the confidence to poop in public, okay? It's not your fault that you don't have the confidence to do it.
You know, if you do poop in public where people can see you, from what I've seen of the videos, which are wild, those homeless guys are feral. But
yeah, dude,
I've learned that if you take a shit while acting like you're powerlifting, you terrify everyone. Every time.
Acting like you're powerlifting?
Oh, yeah,
so
you get
grunting?
That guttural scream going,
putting a 4-5.
Yeah, you just sound like you're fucking doing the biggest deadlift of your life.
Dude, we should start cutting Instagram inspirational videos with shitting. You know how they're always like, I'm conquering my demons. Mm. And it's all the gym workouts. We should just start doing that with, like, going to the toilet.
But we're exercising
my
them?
Demons. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like me on the toilet. Like, just like, and then, like, you're just like wiping, like, really, like, inspirational.
No, you got to show the wipe when you're done. And then evil comes out. You just like show the paper. Ooh, that was a lot of evil. Ooh.
Yeah. That was 7 wipes of evil. That was cloggable evil.
As a matter of fact, I need to leave this scene now.
Yeah. This place is foul with evil.
It's so evil, the water pressure's not taking this, and we need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. There was also, I guess, I forgot this happened, which shouldn't have forgotten, but the Teehee's bathroom, dude, just shit's getting wild, okay? I went to another show this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. That was a different showcase show, and then I went and saw my buddy Donnie Townsend.
And, Donnie T, what's up?
Yeah, Donnie T rules, dude. Donnie T. But he was headlining, so I went to go check him out. And before the show, I was like, I'm going to go take a piss, right? And I walk into the bathroom, and I see, like, somebody standing. And this is a big stall, right? Because there's only one toilet to shit, so it's big enough for, like, a handicap stall, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I see somebody standing in front of the door, and I can clearly see their pants down at their ankles, but they're nowhere near the toilet, right?
Okay, like, they have impeccable aim.
Yeah, I guess. They're just like, they're literally going, fire brown missile one. Like, we've all tried to shoot from the 3-point line by peeing. Now, if you can hit fucking drips with shit, it's pretty fucking baller, dude.
Was he in a 3-point stance?
Yeah. He was trying to D himself up, honestly. And I was like, that's weird. And then I started peeing. And then I heard something as I was peeing, right? I kind of heard.
Yeah, you heard that. Oh, yeah.
Dude, no, I did hear that, but I heard the dude version of it, which is the like where you're trying not to breathe heavy, but you're just like the. Like that, where it's like you're trying not to breathe.
Oh, dude, that's the intro to a Tool song. I forget the name of it, though. I think it's Prison Sex.
And I did the biggest dickhead thing. Well, it's not, because they're having sex in public. Fuck them, okay? You're in the bathroom. And honestly, I kind of had to poop, but I couldn't because these people are fucking in the stall.
Uh-huh.
So I did the dickhead thing. I flushed both urinals when I didn't need to flush both, but I flushed both urinals. I started the sink. I took an extra long time washing my hands and then started the air dryer and started doing it really loud for a long time. And these people were just going at it in there.
No, what you do is you open the door, act like you leave, but hop up and sit on the sink so they can't see your feet. And then when they come out, you go, nice.
Yeah, unfortunately, they were nowhere close to being done based off that guy's breaths. They weren't close enough together. Mm. You know, where it had to be the, but he was at a.
Oh, God, dude.
It's so funny. I was laughing, and everybody in the club knew. Like, every dude had gone to the bathrooms. Like, and it's funny because every dude walked out. People were like, was that you in there? And it's like, no, look at the people's shoes, you dipshits. Dude. Are you not poo detectives? I guess we've done poo crime, too.
Yeah, we know enough.
Because we know how to fucking spot a perp. And they were from the early show, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They were there for the early show, and they were all horned up. I guess they were touching each other. Apparently, comedy was just fucking horning these people up.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, baby. That gets you hot and bothered good, because he brings her there for pregame because he's not funny.
Yeah. Oh, baby, these observational jokes are so fucking hot.
I'm going to fill you with 4 inches of dick.
Oh, he just asked that dude where he works. Oh, fuck.
I didn't see that coming. For some reason, I thought you caught him in there just jacking off.
No, that would be way worse. And I still don't know if it was two dudes or a dude and a lady, but part of me kind of wishes it was two dudes. That would be really funny. But then it would have been way more aggressive. Like, you definitely would have heard more than that. You know what I mean? Like, I just imagine that's way more aggressive.
And you definitely would have heard it with two pairs of beanbags slapping back and forth.
True that. True that. Yeah, those people apparently were just all horned up after that first show, and they couldn't wait, so they had to go have sex in public. I guess that's your
Is
kink,
it really I public? I mean, you got walls.
Yeah. And, like, what's funny is everyone's like, why can't you wait to get home? I was like, well, they probably had dinner reservations after. And you
hey,
have to have
no.
sex before you eat.
Hey, no. The bottom line is when Blue Chew kicks in, the moment's now. It's now
yeah.
or never.
The paratroopers are coming in, okay?
Yeah. You know that person leaned over and went, baby, baby, it's happening. It's happening. We got to yeah. do this.
It's not like Cialis where you're ready at any time.
Yeah, exactly.
Blue Chew is now or never.
Yeah. Now or pain.
Yeah, now or hospital. Yeah, it's funny to me though. Like, I think they probably had a dinner reservation afterwards, and you can't fuck after you eat a giant cheeseburger.
Oh yeah, they yeah. not with giant cheeseburger, dude. They went to go get like Mongolian beef or something. Like, we got to get it done now.
Yeah, yeah. You went. They went to fucking hoo ha. Like, I'm not gonna want to fuck after six bowls,
dude. I know what you're gonna be unloading. Later.
Listen, I'm going to drop this load on you, and then I'm going to drop a load back at the toilet at the house, okay?
This counts as my workout for the day.
There's probably so many people who do that. Like, I fucked today. I don't need to go to the gym.
It's 300 calories. Science said it.
Yeah. And I gave you a bit of protein, babe.
Yeah.
Bad protein, babe.
Oh. I don't know if she's still around. There used to be an influencer that bragged, and that was how she got her daily protein intake, was her
SO's
load.
Oh, yeah, I remember this girl. Yeah, well, not even SO. I think she got it from random dudes. I think I remember there was a video of one chick who was just like, my mate sent me this. She was Australian.
Random
she was like,
loads.
Just getting fucking cum.
What is it going
bowls
on with
of cum?
What is it with Australians? There's also another Australian
they're
that's trying to
criminals,
get...
criminals, Nathan. They're descendants of criminals, and they're all fucked.
The other chick that I've seen was trying to shag within a year 365 people.
I mean, that's just...
Okay,
you know
damn
what?
It.
Good
you could
her.
Tell I just watched Austin Powers. Who the fuck says shag? I'm calling yeah. myself out on this.
That's not a... You know that's not Adam Sandler, right?
No.
And you're like, yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah, dude.
Anybody from SNL's the same.
Yeah, Mark Norman does the same thing Sandler does, right?
Yeah, dude, that's...
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude, I confused my marks.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I was just like, I'm going to let it ride, dude. I'll just let you have that one.
Oh, no, McDonald's, damn
not,
it.
Yeah, and that's not even Mark.
It's not, what?
It's Mike Myers.
No, but I was talking about Mike McDonald. I was. You said SNL
Norm
people.
Norm McDonald?
Jesus Christ, I was way off. Fuck
yeah.
me.
Yeah, you're not even anywhere near anything.
God damn, I need
I
to sleep.
I had to literally do so much mental gymnastics to get to whatever fucking brain synapses misfired in your head.
Hey, dude, I would go through the alphabet. I'd get it eventually, man.
Yeah. I was like a post-apocalyptic driver there, like trying to figure out what bridge had gone
is
out.
Is what just happened to me like those idiots that believe MNOP is one letter? Like, I just started
yeah,
going
dude.
Through it.
Dude,
Mike.
That fucked me up.
McCarthy.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's good. But, yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about. But, yeah, shagging is definitely an Austin Powers term. You definitely
Yeah, thanks, Mike Myers. Fucking
yeah.
Shrek.
I'm going to be doing that for a while. Should I shag now or shag later?
Do I make you randy?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That lady seems like she's trying pretty hard to do something cool. She set a goal for herself this year. And you know what? She can accomplish it. You can do anything you set your mind to, ladies.
That's like, dude, okay, let's have an equivalent exchange, okay? Because from women to men, what she is doing is the equivalent of a man being like, I'm going to eat 365 days of the year.
You think?
Yeah, it's that fucking easy.
Yeah, probably, I guess. She could, you know what she could do, though? She should be doing it for the greater good. Fucking start sleeping with some of these school shooters, okay? Sleep with these incels. So they finally get, you can knock off those numbers real easy if you just do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
She can get...
Bring pimps back.
Yeah. I don't think the pimps are going to help. If anything, they're going to make things worse.
Well, it's better than
they're
school
gonna
shootings,
They're
going to
rob these
dude.
Incel kids.
That's okay. It's better than school shootings.
No, it's going to cause more school shootings, Nathan.
Oh, because the pimps are going to go
gonna...
to their school?
The pimps? Yeah. Where's my motherfucking money?
Baby powder.
No, yeah, powder. There's an epidemic of school slappings going on across America. Pimps are showing up wanting their hoes to give them their money.
Pimps are showing up treating school kids like they are Sauron slapping his mark on these kids.
One person said, going into Greenbow, Alabama High School is I'm going to have to choke a bitch.
Sketches report, Wayne Brady.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. No, I think the pimps would make it worse because what would happen is, like, who's easier to steal from? You don't actually have to have your girls have sex with these guys. These incels want it so bad, right? And you just trick them, and then you just rob them, and then, like, they're not going to do anything after that.
I feel like they'd pass out before. Like, they do the, oh, God, this is happening. Oh, God, oh, God. Yeah.
And then you can just rob them and just you leave them a note and said, you were very good.
Yeah, exactly. Leave them one cigarette.
And then they're just like leaping. They're like showing all their buddies, I had sex. And it's like a written slip from a prostitute. This was good. This is proof of one sex.
Yeah, that's right. It's got stapled to it like what a used pair of panties from one of those vending machines in Japan.
Dude, that's what we should make fake coupons, or not coupons, but permission slips. Not even permission slips. Yeah. That's not a word.
Certificates of achievement.
Yeah, thank you. Certificates of achievement for sex. And sell that on Amazon. This is good for one sex.
You were rated 4 stars by the local prostitute.
Yeah, exactly. Prostitute, right? That would be sick, honestly. They can give their Johns the ratings on how well they're doing.
Dude,
we could create an Uber of
So are we going to call it Phelps because fuck?
Yeah.
And it'll stand for fuck. Everyone loves pussy.
Yeah, exactly. But this is perfect. Dude, another great business idea on who gives F. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, dude, the Yelp for prostitutes just labeling Johns.
Dude, can you imagine it? People out there checking it like it's their Uber rating? Dude, I'm at a 4.2.
They probably have some kind of version of those on those like weird escort websites anyway, right? Because you have to create a profile in order to reach out to those escorts, which I know aren't prostitutes, but you know what I mean.
But they are.
Yeah.
That's
everybody's
that's
got
like
a
those
price.
The people that are like, these Instagram people, they're influencers and they fly everywhere. I'm like, that's pretty cool. You call an escort that, but all right.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Brought to you by Ford.
Yeah. But they definitely have, like, I guarantee you, on like when they get reached out, like if it's a profile, they probably have like there's a back end system where the escorts know and can rank these people who are frequenting the site, probably.
Dude. That I just would love.
Don't you want that Epstein log?
Yes. 100% I'd want that. Because they should then give that if you're below 3 stars, they automatically sell your name and address information to like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
That's when they show up, you're like, fuck!
Fuck!
Shit! She said I was better than this.
Yeah, that means I'm the worst of the worst.
Oh, damn it.
My dick is so small, it's because I haven't been feeding it. I need to do a bulk and cut with my dick. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, but good old prostitutes. What else is going on, though, man? I've been yammering this whole time about shit that happened to me this week. What's been going on with you?
Not much, man. Not much
at
all.
Well, did you find a PI for us this week?
I did find
a PI.
That's
really, ooh.
Okay.
This is our new favorite segment on the show. We brought back an oldie, Poo Crimes, today, and now you get the PI.
Yeah, dude. Let's see here. A nice open and shut case here. My wife sits in her car for about 5 minutes when she gets home from work. I can see her through the camera. Creepy enough already. She is using her phone.
I love watching her.
I'm just edging till she walks through the front door.
Oh, yeah. You sit on that gear shift.
Jesus. Coincidentally, I knew a girl that did that.
I'm sure you did. That doesn't shock me. I don't know. You know what? You said that, and I'm like, not even shocked. Not even remotely like, well, that's fucking strange. No, it makes all the sense in the fucking world.
Knowing who was in your orbit, that checks
the
out.
Twin Cities would produce some fucking not-so-fine people.
What are you talking about, dude? You know, I heard in my youth that easy and loose is the way to go.
Yeah.
Did you say okay, Ken Kniff?
Yeah. That's what that guy sounded like in that stall. Oh, M.
I melt in your mouth, not in your hand, you little cock boy.
Cock boy. Anyway, okay, he's watching his wife in the car.
So he sees her through the camera. She's using her phone. I'm a little concerned. Is she cheating?
Dude, you're cheating. Like, if this is what's going through your head, you're cheating. You're a cheater if that's the first thing that goes through your head.
Really?
I think so. Like, if you're paranoid about cheating, it's because you're thinking about the things you would do in order if you were trying to cheat. Like, if you're overanalyzing, like, people's moves and stuff, it's because you've thought about it or you've done it. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
Damn, you're taking more of my position than I was hoping. I was hoping you'd be the voice of reason, because I'm not going to be. What you need to do is march out there and tell her your tips. Be like, babe, I know you're cheating, so here's what you need to do. Not check this at home like this. This is really obvious. You need to do it as you're about to leave to work. You sit in your car and do it there where nobody really suspects anything. They think you're checking Instagram. Go ahead and text there.
And then she's like, babe, I was just ordering us takeout for tonight. You're like, oh
scratch
what?
That
definitely
I want a number one
cheating.
And I was not watching you. Ignore that camera I mentioned.
Yes. Well, you get two crab ragu, they never gave us enough. One's never enough. Dude, I'm no, like, it's 100% like that guy's for sure he's cheating. Like, that's such a I sit in my car all the time. Like, you ever just like accidentally get on a scroll? Like, you go down the rabbit hole while you're inside your car. Happens all the time.
Oh, I like to relax in the Teehee's bathroom.
Yeah. I really like to, get a Monica Lewinsky in the bathroom and just come out with my shoulders dropped a little bit.
So that way when I laugh, they can tell because they shake you free and easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. he asked that guy where he works. Gets to me every time.
Oh, are they married? Yeah. I see where this is going.
Also, do you guys have kids? That's the other big. If you have kids, I would imagine, and you have a spouse, and they're already home and whatnot, like the 5 minutes before, like, you're just sitting in your car. Like, we all know dads who have done this, where they've literally sat and they sit in like
at the bar because they're getting milk and cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, there's that. I have. You know what? I'm not even a dad, and I've done that. I've gone to a bar and checked it out, and like, I'm gonna go get a fucking beer real quick. And I'm supposed to be going to the grocery store, and I have a beer, and I'm like, all right, I gotta get going.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a solid way to, like, just have a beer by yourself.
Oh, I always went to the cigar bars. I'd sit down and be like, oh no. Okay, note to self. Remember
that's a weird one.
Huh?
How do you, you're going to smell like cigars.
Oh, it's easy because you go to you find the sketchy, we had that grocery store, that Super Saver, and it had a bar next to it. And you'd be like, I was walking out, and I walked by it, and they had the smoker. Dude, I had excuses out the wazoo why I smelled like smoke.
Oh.
It's great.
Solid. That's a solid one. Okay. That's a good move. I like that.
And I always said it was busy.
Right. Well, and you got, but that's even more like pre-planning that you have to do, because you have to take her around that so she's familiar with that environment. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, the cigar shop. She's like, oh, yeah, there is that cigar shop. Yeah. Like, if you just tell her that, she's not going to believe you.
You have
to take her on a date near that, and you're like, oh, I didn't know they had a you got to point it out and be like, I didn't know there was a cigar shop here. That's crazy.
And then you walk by it and make sure she gets that whiff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, man, see? Oh, man, that's going to be in your clothes for the next 2 days. Yeah. We got to wash these when we get home.
that's going to stick with you for a while.
There's so much premeditation into just making sure you're going to have a fucking whiskey on a Sunday by yourself. There's so much groundwork to lay there, Nathan.
But it worked flawlessly. Dude, was the most evil mastermind shit I ever did in that relationship, where it's like, I got to plan all this out. What's this by me? 2 hours. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sick. It only takes me 45 minutes.
Exactly.
To get the groceries.
It's like, I could actually have a double with the cigar.
Dude, and the problem is like, when that was going down too, you didn't have Snapchat. Like, I have that now, so you can't get away with it. It's not that I don't even have the location turned on, but
dude, the people that do that, I'm sorry, you are psychotic.
Dude, it's so dumb. Giving everybody the location of where you are at all times, it's fucking stupid. I don't even like tagging locations of places like that I am or whatever, like on Instagram.
I never, I never even do that.
It's weird. You shouldn't do that stuff.
It's, My favorite is my buddy Steve. Mm-hmm. Lives up by you. Fucking every time he goes on vacation, it's on. I'm like, I could just message him like, "What? You're in Florida? Okay, I'm going to rob your place."
Yeah,
it's just like, why you have this on?
I hope you can't wait to not have a PS5, dude, because I'm gonna hawk that thing.
Hey, your gaming PC is gone.
Yeah, and you'll never find it because I scratched off all the serial numbers and sold it for parts.
That's right. And don't think I don't care. I left you a little something for your kid. That I left his gaming PC there, but I stole all your shit.
Oh man, yeah, but that guy's for sure cheating.
No. No, I think what's happening is she's stepping out of their, what is that, their polyamory. There's no agreement. She found another person, and the agreement wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm. She didn't speak it into existence.
Yeah. Mm. She didn't tell her truth.
Isn't that crazy that people can do that now? Like, they could be like, no, I'm polyamorous. Like, they could just be like, I couldn't tell you. Like, they feel like they're in the closet of that. Like, and they'd be like, I need two relationships. Like, you could hide the one relationship. Like, no, I'm poly. And there's probably somebody who's tried to get
If somebody told me they're poly, I'd shove a bag of crackers in their face and kick them out.
Yeah. There you go. That's a perfect way to do it.
No.
Okay, Iago, get the fuck out of my house. you know where you don't have to get out, Nathan?
Puntinggame.com. Check it out. Monday through Friday, we got hot content for you there on Puntinggame.com. Also, over on YouTube.com, you could look up Comic Wade Taylor. No spaces. Again, that's Comic Wade Taylor. You could get clips of this show, Not Worth the Time. And, of course, clips of his stand-up, his special Wild Horses, all there at your fingertips. So give those a once-over. But then back on Puntinggame.com, get some threads.
That's right, everybody. Head over to the Pun and Game shop where you can get yourself t-shirts, hoodies, and all sorts of cool shit to represent your favorite shows here at punandgame.com. We got new designs, and if you use promo code WGAF, you get free shipping at checkout. So go check out the new designs. Get yourself some mug, stickers, hoodies, t-shirts, all sorts of cool stuff. WGAF for free shipping.
Yeah. So I was watching through my GPS app on her phone, and she stopped at Starbucks after work. She must be cheating, right? I'm out of here. Peace.
Why does my wife have so many certificates of authentic sex?
Who is there?